This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, November 19th of 2023, 5:20 in the p.m. This is webisode 774.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for
insert date here
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2023.
Is it really?
I can't.
Think about that for a moment.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie over here.
Shaman over here.
What's up, dude?
Sunday afternoon. Blaring. Well, actually, you know what? I was bitching before the show about the fact that I had a screaming headache.
Yeah.
Usually they're confined to like the left side or the right side. This one was full blown all across my brain. But
yeah.
I ran out into the grocery, as I was telling you, picked up some Tylenol, even though some was being delivered by Amazon. I wasn't in the mood to wait. And actually, my headache seems to be not gone, but receding, shall we say.
Okay.
It is actually receding at this point, and that's good. Extra strength Tylenol. All the gut problems I'm having, I can't take Advil. Plus, God, I have read some wicked shit. I am reading. I like to go out and check on drugs I'm taking for various reasons, and I just happened to run a scan on info about Advil. That shit apparently is really, 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 really bad for you. It's one of those drugs that when you read an article and read what the effects are and how much it does affect the liver and things like that, you kind of look at it and go, who approved this? Who fucking approved this?
Well, it's not
this?
Meant for everyday use.
No, it's not. But a lot of people I know use it every day. I'll admit quite freely, there was a period a few years back, there was a period where I was taking anywhere between 6 and 12 a day.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Yeah, I was taking it, you know, I usually take 3 or 4 at a time. So I was taking it, you know, 3 or 4 times a day and taking, you know, 3 or 4 pills to... I mean, I was taking a lot. And like I say, I know a lot of people who use it multiple times a day. I will even say that until just recently, when I started reading a lot of this shit, just recently, I was taking... That was part of my regimen. You know how they tell you to take an aspirin every day for your heart? And then, of course, they came out later and said, okay, that's not true. Don't do that. But I used to take an Advil every night before I went to sleep. Not, you know, 2 or 3, but I would take one. I would just put one with my pills that I'd take about midnight, 1 in the morning, and I would always take one. I don't do that anymore. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask Barb if we can just hide or throw out or get out of my face the Advil, so I'm not even tempted to use it. Apparently, Tylenol is the only thing I should be using. Whatever. I've given up on all the drugs I take. You know, it's funny. They always tell you when you pick up your prescriptions, there's a little note on there that says, please be aware of any drug interactions. If there are drug interactions between your medications, they should be listed on this page. Well, The pharmacist never uses that. I don't know if they don't research it or look over it and approve it or whatever, but there's never anything on my listing. And I take basically nine pills at night, nine pills in the morning, and it's about 11 or 12 different drugs that I take. And you can't tell me there aren't some drug interactions going on there. Well, sure as shit, I found out what the drug interactions that were happening were finally after, and I love this, after I entered in all my medications to the Apple Health application that keeps an eye over me and can actually be plugged into my actual medical health records with my doctor. Okay. Depending on the doctor, they can actually, you can actually transmit the info to them and it gets added to your file. Because, you know, I'll check my blood pressure at home every few days. Because we've got two or three cuffs around here. But I'll do it every two or three days just to make sure it's still going normal. And it feeds all that information to my doctor. So if it starts getting wacky and I don't realize it, hopefully he's looking at my shit or gets notified that it is out of whack. And he can contact me and, you know, take more of these or take less of these or whatever. But it's pretty sad that I had to wait for an application from Apple to be able to know if I have drug interactions with all these drugs. It's hilarious. It's like, dude, Jesus. Funny. I expect my doctor to fucking know what he's putting me on.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, the medications I'm on, I think all but two he's put me on. And like I said, I'm sorry, but you don't go on that many drugs and expect no interactions whatsoever between one or more of them. It's God damn it, it's an uninformed world.
It is.
I hate it. Damn it. Information is power. Information should be free.
Yeah.
God. Of course, I'm an old hippie. Had a woman. Hey, I haven't had this happen. Today was the first time I've had this happen. I'm standing in line. The incident that I was telling you about earlier. I'm standing in line. This old biddy in front of me is ringing up her shit. My shit, I laid it on there and I kept holding it back with my arm so it wouldn't interfere with hers. And finally all her shit went through and the guy was giving her a total. So I let my arm go and let my shit get up to where the guy is. Well, he got confused and he saw that come up there and he grabbed, I think, my eggnog and said, "Is this yours?" to her. She goes, "That's not mine. That's not mine. Don't you dare bring that up. That's not mine. That's hers." And I went, "I'm sorry. What?" And she goes, "His. Whatever." I'm like, what the fuck? Jesus Christ. Hers or his or whatever. Fuck. Man, I am an old person and I hate old people. They're just, they're bitter, mean motherfuckers. I know, because I too am a bitter, mean motherfucker. they are needlessly bitter. That's what's wrong with the world. The people that are fucking up the world, there was something to be said for Logan's Run. The people that are fucking up the world are all these over 50, over 60 motherfuckers. No, we'll just say over 60. Over 60 and over 70 motherfuckers who have lousy attitudes, no patience whatsoever. They think they're, you know, by privilege of their age, they think that, you know, they run the world and that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to bow down to them. It's like, motherfucker, you should have died at 30. Sorry. I'm in the Logan's Run category, man. I think everybody, sorry, you get 30 years on the planet and then you die. You die voluntarily. It's just the way it is. And that way we keep it sane, shall we say.
Yeah.
We keep it normal. Now everybody I know that's over 50 is listening going, "Shut up, you're an asshole." No, I know how I act. And I know that there is a point where my politeness completely ends and I become a raving dick. And that's not to, that is not to even imply that that is justified on my part. I'm the first to admit I am a prick quite often, quite undeservedly. You know, God knows I've had retail people on the other end of my purchase and been kind of a dick to them. God knows. We all do it at some point, even when we're young.
Yep.
So we'll just jump right in. Have you seen the fucking numbers for the box office this weekend?
No.
Holy Christ. Number one, of course, everybody expected it. Hunger Games. What was the full title? Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Nice title.
And how low did it perform?
No, it actually performed good. 44 million.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it got 44 million here, 98 million.
Was that
total.
What they were expecting, or?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's the number. That's the number that are in that range, is what they were looking for. So it pretty much fulfilled expectations.
How much did it cost to make?
I bet you not a lot, because I think only one. Actually, you know what? I don't think any of the stars from the original trilogy came through because they've got, because
it's like 100 years or before that.
I was going to say, yeah, it's in, and I don't think it's 100 years. It's like 30 years, because what's his name? Jason Schwartzman is playing the part that Stanley Turturro played in the first set of movies, if I'm remembering correctly. Schwartzman plays Turturro's part in that movie, in the new one. But 44 million, 98 globally, so it did pretty good out of the gate. Number two, set
with Five Nights at Freddy's.
It set a record for the biggest second weekend drop in the history of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
79% it crashed. The biggest drop before that was 69% by Ant-Man Quantumania.
Ugh.
And this is after notching the worst start in the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. It tied for third place. Sorry, it wasn't second. Tied for third place with 10 million, bringing its domestic total, Jesus, to 65 million.
Ugh.
The movie was, they say it was 220 million budgeted, plus about another 100 million for
marketing,
etc. They're looking at somewhere between 300 to 350 million invested in that movie. I hate to say it, but I think they're going to lose money on this one. You know, with a drop of 79%. I mean, good Lord. That's terrifying. Second place was...
And Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania's defense.
Yeah.
That movie did make more money than the first movie.
It did.
Yeah.
That's really one thing I don't think a lot of people understood, and I think Marvel really didn't understand itself, was that Ant-Man is not a B character. He is a C or D character.
He's
not even a B. He's a C or a D.
No, I think they understood that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Well, because, I mean, there's even the jokes. Like, even in Endgame.
True.
When he's there, I'm Ant-Man.
Who? Yeah.
No. Who? What?
Yeah, exactly. So, I guess maybe they do kind of understand, or did kind of understand. But, man, it got the lowest numbers of all the different stuff.
Yeah.
But, again, C to D level characters between him and the Wasp.
Yeah.
Beyond that, probably the least known characters beyond that would probably be Shang-Chi or the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Every other character was pretty much a known a known gamble, a known character.
Yeah.
You know, that it wasn't a huge gamble. They knew there was going to be some level of success, just a matter of what it was. So.
Yeah. Mm.
Ah, that's good. Second place, Trolls Band Together. Apparently it was its opening weekend. Fulfilled expectations once again, 30 million is what it scored. Third biggest opening weekend for an animated film this year, behind Super Mario Brothers and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Friendly.
All right, real quick, though.
Yeah.
And we're going to go into Spider-Man here in a second, because I just saw something else. It was just horrible.
Yeah.
all right, so Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Domestic opening, first movie, $57
million. Okay.
Off a budget of $130 million.
All right.
Domestically made $180 million. Internationally, $339 million. Worldwide, $519 million. That's okay. The first movie.
All right.
The second movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Domestic opening, $75 million.
Okay.
No budget listed on this one. Total worldwide, $622 million. Made $216 million domestic, $406 million international.
Okay.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Domestic opening of $106 million.
Yeah.
Worldwide total run, $476 million.
Okay.
Domestic box office for Quantumania, $214 million.
Okay.
Domestic box office for Ant-Man and the Wasp, $216 million.
Yeah.
Ant-Man, $180 million. How okay. is Quantumania a failure?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah, I mean.
What yeah. a failure. I don't know if any.
Well, what a failure, but I mean, it was on par with the previous movie.
With the other two Ant-Mans. You're right.
Yeah, it's above the first Ant-Man and probably yeah. on par. Worldwide total, $476 million. Worldwide total of, it's the lowest worldwide total. It did okay. less internationally than, but again, I think we were having the problem with China and everything else that time, too.
Okay, okay.
May have never popped up in China. Who knows? Right. Let's see.
I don't know if it ran there or not.
And no, I made $39 million in China.
Okay.
Yeah, so it did open in China.
Well, that's not horrible for China. Not great.
Well, let's see.
It could be worse. Look
at the previous one. $66 million for the previous movie in China.
Yeah.
Opening.
Okay.
It grossed $121 million.
All right.
Versus a gross of $39 million.
Okay.
So really, let's face it. $105 million on the original one in China.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Chinese motherfuckers quit watching movies.
You think so?
Well, I mean, let's see. Did Marvel's. All right, China. Opened November 10th, made $11 million opening weekend, ouch. And has grossed $11
million. Ouch.
China's not putting these movies in there.
No, it's not a big American market. It's not the market.
It used to be.
Well, it did used to be, but then they kicked in, if I'm remembering correctly, they kicked in a bunch of, has to have this much or has to have
oh, yeah.
this much,
yep.
you know, reference or use of Chinese
oh, yeah.
characters, etc., you know, to qualify.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll bar a movie in a heartbeat if it contains mm-hmm. something that that is counter to what they believe or what they're pushing. So, yeah, China kind of sucks as a market.
Yeah.
I'd love to see what the numbers are on how many theaters and what it made in reference to Meg 2. The Trench, because, you know, like we've talked about in past shows, that was a huge Chinese financed movie with main Chinese characters speaking in Chinese through
yeah.
portions of the movie. So, yeah,
I'd love to see. Meg 2?
Yeah, Meg 2.
Okay. Chinese numbers for Meg 2. 118 million. Opening weekend at 53 million.
Okay. See, now there you go.
Excuse me.
Yeah, domestic opening of 30 million. You know, all releases, 82 million domestically, 312 international, yeah. 395 worldwide.
And I bet you money, if you had the numbers to look at, I'm sure you'd have to go to IMDb Pro for this, but if you had the numbers to look at, I'd say quite safely that Meg 2 opened in a much larger number of theaters in China than
Meg 1 didn't open.
Marvels. Yeah. What's that?
Oh, no, there's China. Yeah. The first time, first Meg was 153 million in China.
Yeah, again, there were two Chinese characters.
No, I guarantee you. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So again, you know, it all depends on how big they're willing to let it be released, and if they're willing to let it be released in respect to China, you know. Yeah, definitely a much more closed market, shall we say, than most countries internationally. I think the only countries I would put that are as restrictive as China is Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia and some countries in the Middle East. Yeah. Because they're pretty strict about what they will and will not allow in a movie for it to be released in their countries. Yeah, definitely.
So, there we go.
Yeah.
But we jumped onto that, but you were talking about the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, whatever.
Yeah, it was one.
Which I finally watched that. It was not bad. It was actually pretty good.
I still have not watched it or the first one.
It does have.
Yeah.
A cliffhanger. So.
Well, that's it was planned. Yeah, the third one. I think the third one comes in 2025. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it was a long time to wait. Even though it was okay, it wasn't the first one.
Let's see, Spider-Man.
I got more pissed off at it than anything else.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it, but at the same time, I'm like, let's get to the fucking story.
Yeah. Let's see, Spider-Man.
Like a big setup for what I'm expecting the second movie to be.
Okay, yeah.
And the big one long movie.
There you go. Let's see, we'll be on... let's see. They had expected March 2024 for part 3. Writers shit changed it. Looks like as of now they haven't released the date, but it looks like 2025 is the believed date for the third movie in the series. 2025. Nobody, I don't know. I've said this before about things and been wrong. But, you know, almost 2.5 years later, is anybody going to remember it or give a big shit? You know?
Oh, yeah.
But besides the people who are really, you know, really pulled into the whole sequel thing?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
Well, it's like, has the second Doom movie come out yet?
Which one? Oh, no, it comes...
The second one.
I want to say March or May of next year.
Yeah. Is anybody going to care?
That's a really good question, because it was supposed to release in November of this year, and because of the writer's strike and the actor's inability to go out and promote it, they yanked it at the last minute.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of people that would have put it, 2 years?
Yeah.
Let's see. 2 years after the first one?
Dude. First one came out 2021.
2021. October of 2021. And with it being moved to March or May of next year, you're talking 3 years since the first one. And I said back then, as I'll say now, I've never watched the first one, and I refuse to until both parts 1 and 2 are released. Which, to be honest with you, I may or may not ever watch now. Because, again, this is 3 years later. I'm not as interested now as I was 3 years ago. You know, I watched Dune recently, the only Dune I cared about, which was the David Lynch Dune from the 80s. I love that movie, as maligned and hated as it is, and as abbreviated as it is. I still think it's a great movie and enjoyed it. So I have no problem just sticking with that in my mind. Yeah, yeah. I was right. March 1st, 2024 is Dune Part Two. So, you know, I don't know. Here you go. Is Dune 3 confirmed? Yes, Dune 3 is confirmed. The director has revealed that that script is in the works now. So they're already planning on a 3.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, but what led me into all that was I saw part of the trailer. I didn't even listen to it. I didn't know it's a piece of shit. Madam Web.
Oh, it's horrible.
What a horrible, horrible piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
This thing's going to be.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. If you want to know why superhero and comic book movies are doing poorly, we can go to Morbius.
Morbin time.
Probably Kraven.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even seen it yet. You can already tell it's going to be a piece of shit.
You can tell it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
Let's see. Madam Web. Basically, yep. Sony. Sony's fucking killing it.
Sony's killing it all. I don't. The only.
Except for their animation.
Well, except for the animation and.
Except for, you had the Venom. But, yeah. You know, the thing is, the Venom wasn't, you know, it was good, but it didn't make Marvel money.
No.
It wasn't as good as some of the Marvel movies.
Right. No. It wasn't on a par with those. Again, I enjoyed it.
I mean, even Let There Be Carnage should have been a bigger movie than it was.
You think so?
As far as the story goes.
It's pretty big. Okay.
No, the story.
The story. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it really was almost a waste of a character. If you were familiar with the Carnage and some of the source material on that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the whole family thing and everything else that they kind of pulled in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I read that because I was big into comics at that point.
Yeah, okay.
That was during my heyday.
Right.
The big massive Carnage and the Let There Be Carnage video game.
Yeah, there you go.
And Maximum Carnage.
Okay, I remember that.
Where you pulled in all these other evil people in. They had the Demogoblin, or who was the six-legged Spider-Man guy? It was like a demon.
Oh.
Yeah, all these, I can't remember which one it was, but yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All these villains, you had the evil family, and then Spider-Man got together with the Black Cat and his whole group, and they were going after him, and big event.
Yeah, right.
So, again, it was massive, but Let There Be Carnage was, again, I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, it was good.
Don't get me wrong, but I still felt like, oh, it's a fun movie. It's this, but it doesn't really mean anything at the end of the day. the best part, yet most disappointing part, was they take Venom, drop him off in the multiverse, and then pull him right back out at the end of Multiverse of Madness.
Well, that's the big question on a lot of people's mind is, are we going to revisit that in the MCU, or is it just going to be, it happened and it was over?
Or was that just some fanboy service?
Right.
That Sony said, hey, do this.
Yeah.
We'll get a little pop off of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and that it remains to be seen, and we won't know. We won't know until at least Venom 3.
Yeah.
Because it'll be interesting to see if they do mention it or reference it in any way in Venom 3.
See,
if they don't,
I think if Sony was smart, I mean, they're going off with this Madam Web bullshit,
yeah,
and you know all these other things. Why don't they go back and revisit the two Spider-Men that were part of No Way Home,
right?
And do a movie with them.
Yeah.
I think even Marvel would say, yeah, do that. Do another Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yeah.
As older Spider-Man. That would be a kick-ass.
Right. I agree. Rumor is...
Yeah, let Sam Raimi come in.
Rumor is he's going to be an integral part of Secret Wars. Tobey Maguire. Rumor is that he will be a big character in the Avengers Secret Wars.
Because, again, fans loved it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think even Tobey Maguire, after this thing... Well, then again, though, I think... if Sony hadn't fucked up Spider-Man 3.
Exactly.
If they'd have gone with what Sam Raimi wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And done a Vulture. How fucking funny is that?
Oh, yeah.
That Sam Raimi wanted to do Vulture, like, and Sony's like, no!
Yep.
We got to have Venom.
Yep.
So Marvel's first one. We're doing Vulture. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Oh, look, we made the character a success. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. One you should know.
Jesus.
Yeah. And you all made Rhino shitty. You made Electro shitty.
Yep. Yeah.
At least Marvel, when they got a hold of him for the brief moment, gave him the lightning head.
There you go.
You know, at least harken back to the characters.
To the comics, right. Yep.
And Willem Dafoe made a better Green Goblin.
Oh, yeah.
Without a mask.
Right. You know, he was... Yeah. I could never see anybody else playing that part. And you know at some point in the movies, they're going to bring that character back in.
They're going to have to, but...
Yeah, they're going to have to.
Like, how do you do it? How do you do it, though?
Yeah, there you go. How do you do it? And who's going to do it? Who's going to play it?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, that's a really easy part to fuck up.
Yep.
If you get somebody who's just not believable in the role, Dafoe was believable.
One time in the first Spider-Man movie, and then it was even better.
Yeah.
In No Way Home.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. He really ramped it up. You know, maybe it's the fact that he's older and he's gained that much more knowledge, or ability, or whatever. But yeah, he really.
Well, I think it's because he didn't have a mask on.
Well, yeah, could be.
They was able to act. I mean, that was a thing. You see him in that big metal mask, you're just like, okay, but he doesn't, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell the emotions on his face, etc.
He had a purple hoodie.
Yeah.
That resembled close to what the fucking...
Outfit, yeah.
Costume was.
Right. Yep.
And then he just was able to, you know, make his face contort.
Yeah.
But he was always able to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
He did it in that movie.
Right.
But, you know, instead of painting him green or putting him in makeup.
Yeah.
Which would have been great, too.
Yeah. Agreed.
You know, but no, yeah, Madame Web just is like a giant piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. It's just, so you haven't seen the actual trailer?
No, I watched it. I didn't listen to it.
Do it. No, watch it.
I watched it. I didn't listen to it.
Okay.
No, I did watch it. I just didn't listen to it.
Okay. No, you need to hear everything that's said.
I mean, it's already bad without hearing it.
Right. Yeah, the audio will make it even worse. The character that looks exactly like Venom Spider-Man, the outfit, the with the black outfit, as soon as it came on the screen.
That's going to be
Ben Parker, right.
Either Kane or... there may have been Parker, which fucks up that character.
It is Parker.
Yeah. But no, well, it's also being played by what's-his-face.
Wait a minute. Let me backtrack on that. Wait. Ezekiel? He was a good guy, right?
Ezekiel was somewhat of a good guy. He was part of that Michael J. Straczynski run.
Okay.
The whole connected thing.
I think the main character that you saw walking around in a suit. In the suit
is Ben Parker.
No, that is.
It's another Ezekiel. Parker, but it's somebody. Is that Ezekiel?
That's Ezekiel. And it's believed, nobody's sure, but it's believed that's Ezekiel in the Spider-Man type suit also, which the article I read said, first off, they're flipping exactly what Ezekiel's character was, because Ezekiel was the one who warned Spider-Man in the comic books about this evil that was coming. And he was basically a good guy, or at least an anti-hero.
And it was about all the different spiders. Because, see, part of the Ezekiel story also goes into Across the Spider-Verse.
Right.
From the comics.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have anything to do with it. Dan Slott wrote that.
Yeah.
But it was more of a, it's all connected. Here's the founders or whatever else. And that was like, you know, somebody's going through and killing all of them. That kind of, they go and they harness the spider power and shit of that nature. Right. It was kind of... You know, speaking out loud, kind of dumb.
Yeah.
but it made.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't see how you. There's so much history and shit that went into that whole series. I don't see how you put that in a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, here again, we go.
The character. How you gonna bring in Ben Parker and not have the Clone Saga?
Exactly. How can you bring in Ben Parker without actually bringing in a Spider-Man character? Ben Parker is part of the movie. He is played by Adam Scott.
Yeah.
Let's see. The other guy, Ezekiel Sims. He's the one you saw in the suit in the trailer. That's him.
Looking like a Spider-Man meets Kick-Ass.
There you go. There you go. Kind of, yeah. I could.
The big green suit, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
Let's see, anybody else in any kind of interesting role? Let's see. I guess there's no actual Spider-Man character listed, even an uncredited one. So that's good, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these characters. Of course, I'm not a big Spider-Man reader, but all these characters whose names I don't know, you know, Mary Parker.
Mary Parker was Peter's mom.
Okay. Well, that's being played by Emma Roberts.
Yeah, which also could be Peter's daughter.
Yeah, could be. I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot. Yep. May, his daughter May, yeah. Julia Carpenter is being played by...
Who shows up in Spider-Man Across Spider-Verse Part 2.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, the baby's there. It's fucked up.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Because he's got the little harness on and the baby's with him the entire time. The Spider-Man from Earth 616 or whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, and he's carrying her around. And Mary Jane shows up. You're not taking her out web-swinging her. Nope. Why would I do that?
I gotta watch that.
You know, Spider-Man 29.9 came off as a dick, so.
Yeah.
That's like, tell you, that's the second one.
Okay.
I see. There were good things in it, but it was just like,
right.
It was painful.
Yeah, I can imagine. Jesus.
Yeah, it's like, get to the story. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. Get moving. Moving. Let's see if there's anything else mentioned about Madam Web. Jill Hennessy. Oh, isn't that the chick from... Wait a minute. Yeah, that's the chick from Crossing Jordan. Isn't it? Was a recurring character on the CBS. I know she did Crossing Jordan.
Yeah.
Well, there it is, her working. Okay. Yeah, she was the main character. She's just playing something named Beautiful Woman. I guess she's not even important enough to have an actual character nowadays.
Yeah.
Damn. That's pretty cold-hearted.
But,
Jesus.
Yeah. That's going to suck. But.
Yeah.
Well, we are about at the end of the show.
Yep.
I mean, you need to get ready for dinner and all that stuff.
Yeah, so. We're cutting a little short today.
We'll call it a week and wrap things up. If you enjoyed the show, hey, donate to us if you so see fit. We'll take it. The link's in the show description on the website, too.
Yep.
Leave us a review if you're so inclined. If not, we'll still do another show next week, maybe.
Yep.
I got in-laws in town next week. So
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see. But other than that, we're good. And you all have a good week. And we'll talk to you later on. Later.
If you'd like to send an email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Makes noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable. It's...
I'll mollify it with some sounds.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.